Okay, this person is really pretty. Well, I haven't seen her, but I'm sure she's really pretty. Because everyone's pretty and beautiful inside. No, I'm kidding. I can't decide whether you're a spiral or a Billman. Because, like, you're so elegant and everything. So, I think spirals are prettier, especially Michelle Kwan's spirals. Those are epic. Oh my god, she just like goes off and like holds her spiral for so long, and an extension is just amazing. Okay, I'll just stop there. But next person who's up is Princess Clary.
Somebody, can anybody find me? Somebody to love. Got no feel, got no rhythm. I just keep losing my beat. I'm okay, I'm alright. Ain't gonna face no defeat. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. Someday I'm gonna be free, Lord.
Okay. Oh, I need to stop saying okay. Must be getting really annoying. Anyway, Princess Clary, I think I've decided what you are. Your singing is like Michelle Kwan's epic spirals. They're really pretty. And I would, like, as for you as a singer, I would compare you to Yuna Kim, because she's a really pretty skater, too. So, I think I'm going to hand this to Dizzy first to critique. So, go Dizzy.
Princess Clary, or is that Claire Y? I'm not sure exactly how he wants to pronounce that. But anyway, hey, this is Dizzy from Sing It and Rockstar and various other shows out there. I thought your performance was excellent. I thought it was really good. I thought it was smooth, flawless. At least from my ears, at least from what I could hear. I thought you had a very nice vibrato somewhere in the middle. And that seems to be all I could really comment on. I thought it was really good, so just keep it up, you know?
All right, Clary, wow, I don't really have anything bad to say about this. I was really happy you did the two somebodies at the beginning, because Dylan's the only other person that I've listened to that has done those, and I feel like that fits with this part of the karaoke. Like, I don't know why people have left that out. Your vocals were epic. Your slide on feel was great. You had good energy. It was really, like, I don't know, just, like, the way you sang it stylistically, your flow was, like, fantastic. I loved it. Oh, my God. The just getting it out was, like, the way you pronounced it was, like, spot on. I, like, loved that. Yeah, really great job. I don't really have anything else to say. Done.
Princess Clary. Very nice. The thing I liked most about your song is just, and I mean, this is a 30-second cut, so of course it's going to have little moments that pop out at me, but your unique rhythm on I'm okay, I'm alright, as opposed to the normal way of I'm okay, I'm alright, I really liked that, especially when the phrase before you were talking about how you don't got rhythm. But anyway, I really enjoyed that. That was a nice little treat. On notes like love and really elongated high things, you would have great flow, which is like the opposite of what we've been seeing. But conversely, on your short notes, and by all means, short notes weren't bad, but for the most of the phrasing of the song, on a shorter note that you wouldn't have to pop open your throat and hold, which you did great, but for those short notes, I had some trouble deciding whether you sounded like you had some trouble deciding whether you were going to go straight tone or when you were going to bring in the vibrato. And that's really sing-songy, choir-y talk. But I really want you to be in control. And I think a little more air, a little more flow. I know, Satoto, stop talking about flow. I get it. But I think you're worried about the high notes, and not so much worried, but you're putting all your consciousness there, and they come out beautifully, and you sort of forget, oh, the bottom notes need air too. So I would just love to hear some air in that, and it would be, mwah, it would be wonderful. So, wonderful treat. Thank you very much. Next.
Okay. No! I was trying not to say okay. 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 No! This next person is a rocker, because... And rockers are like... how to explain them? You do a crossover, and you pretty much push through, and then on your... the foot that you're gliding on, you do like a three turn and back, and then you cross over again and you do the same thing over and over again. Rockers are really annoying sometimes to do, so, but because they rock, and this person rocks because this person is a rock star. So the rock star I'm talking about is Dylan Collins.
Somebody, oh somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love? Yeah. Oh, I got no feel, got no rhythm. I just keep losing my beat. I'm okay, I'm alright, and I ain't gonna face now the beat. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free, Lord.
You know, thanks for rocking those rockers, Dylan Collins. That came out weird. I don't know. That came out weird. Well, moving on to the judges and what they thought, let's see what Rochelle Euler said.
All right, so Dylan. Okay, so I thought you did a really good job with this. I mean, Queen is really difficult to sing, and it's really difficult to have the correct amount of energy, but I thought you really had a lot of energy and emotion, and that was really good for me. In general, I just think you sound good on rock songs. Like, I think that it's, like, a genre that works for, like, the style of your voice. Your me was strainy, like, the long-held-out me was fairly strainy. But I felt that your last note, where you said Lord, I believe it's Lord, yeah, was a lot stronger, and it was, like, it had a, like, fuller sound than me, and it didn't sound like you were putting it in your nose. Like, the me kind of sounded like you put it up higher in your, like, breathing thing. God, that didn't really make any sense. I'm sorry. And I think that, like, maybe it was just the vowel sounds that, like, threw you off in this case. But that was really my only comment, was that me sounded a little strainy. But other than that, I thought you did a really, really good job, and I really liked your energy. So, great job.
Dylan Collins, you are my first victim for judging anything ever. So, I'm sure you know this is Dizzy. I've been in various shows of yours and various others. As I was listening to this, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know you could hit a high note, like, somewhere around, I guess, 75% through with it, which was pulled off pretty nicely, although it seemed to back off a little bit. Like, it got a little bit lower than I thought it was gonna actually sound, and then, which kind of contradicted what happened at the end. Like, at the end, when you hit that really high note, it peaked like crazy. But overall of this, I thought it was awesome, but I guess the only qualm I would have with this is the peaking. I'd say, just if I had any advice on it, I'd say back away from your mic or lower the volume if you can. So other than that, I thought this was awesome. So there.
Dylan Collins? The Dylan Collins? the man, the myth, the legend, I guess. I really don't want to talk about you. Just kidding. You know I love you. Wow, this was really nice. You had some rockin'... Almost, excuse my language there. You had some nice texture. You had some nice style. It was competent. It was rock. It was perfect for this song. You had some really good high notes without a noticeable peak, but I noticed in places, especially like the end of your song, I would just hear it like fade away, and I'm like, no, don't fade away yet. And it would just... And I know that's a peaking thing, but just like, oh, get rid of the mics. Let's just have a VH stage somewhere in New York or Chicago. Yeah, but a thing I've always noticed with you, and I've never had the chance to critique you about it until now. Right. I know, Satoto, shut up, flow. I think a lot of your voice is getting unlocked and can get even more unlocked and just freed with more airflow specifically. It'll release the emotions, it'll release the notes, it'll release the air, and it will just bring out, and it will just control your voice. You won't even have to work. I know, it's like some magical myth. It's like El Dorado or Atlantis or whatever, and it's just, you let the breath do the work for you, and the breath will decide when to put the vibrato in. The breath will decide when to keep it straight tone, and the breath will let you flow. And it wasn't a problem by any means on your high notes. I liked some really nice control on your high notes, just for the shorter phrases, a lot like Princess Clary. You just need to be in control so it sounds like you know when you're putting in what into your notes. But for the most part, wow, man, I really liked this. So thank you for this wonderful treat of song. Oh yeah, and I did a moonwalk for you.